This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Search teams on Tuesday found wreckage of a passenger plane carrying 28 people that had disappeared in Russia's remote Far East. The search for survivors will be paused due to the onset of darkness, emergency ministry sources said. Initial reports by Russian news agencies suggested no survivors would be found. The local governor says search teams had found parts of the fuselage along the coast and in the sea. He said, quote, there was a catastrophic failure during the go-around approach for landing. In comments to the Interfax news agency, he said there were still no signs of the aircraft's passengers or their luggage. Officials said that communications with the plane had been lost about 9 kilometers or 5.5 miles from an airport and 10 minutes before its scheduled landing time. Afghanistan authorities say they deployed hundreds of so-called commandos and pro-government militiamen on Tuesday to counter the Taliban's blistering offensive in the north. Fighting has raged across several Afghan provinces, and insurgents have primarily focused on the northern countryside, seizing dozens of districts in the past 2 months. All U.S. and NATO forces last week left Bagram Air Base near Kabul, the command center for anti-Taliban operations, effectively wrapping up their exit after 20 years of military involvement that began in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. An Afghan military spokesman says troops and pro-government militiamen were deployed in the northern provinces where the Taliban have captured large areas of territory quickly, often without any fighting. Afghan defense officials have said they intend to focus on securing major cities, roads, and border towns in the face of the Taliban onslaught. This is VOA.